just kind of a fun experience.
Yeah, I when I was there.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today we've got the Blueprint Power Hour during the first half hour of the show. I'm sorry, first hour of the show. And then after that, we're going to be joined by a guy who hasn't been on the air with us for 10 years. And it's Leo Costa. Leo did a show 10 years ago where we talked about the book Big Beyond Belief, where Leo popularized the Bulgarian style of training here in the United States. He actually Americanized it, and we'll talk about that later when he's on the air with us. But he's back, and for a totally different reason. He just published a book called How Three Strokes in 3 Weeks Saved My Life. And we're going to talk about that with Leo later in the show. But without further delay.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, brother. I'm smack dab in the middle of some time off from the gym, so healing up and hopefully be a lot stronger when I do get back in.
Well, in fact, you said to me that you finally got over this cold, and I said, did you take time off? And you said, well, it was scheduled time off anyway. But do you think that taking off had anything to do with you getting over your cold? The cold that lasted like months?
Yeah, because you know what? Overtraining is a real thing, and it whacks immunity.
Yeah.
It whacks your immunity. Now, the one thing I can say that really did me right, well, two things really, high-dose vitamin C and garlic, the active ingredient in garlic, which I...
Allicin, yeah.
I was using a product called Alli-C, which was pure allicin plus some vitamin C and bioflavonoids. So, you know, I took that, and I felt 100% better later that day. I don't think it's a coincidence.
I'm actually trying to go Facebook Live right now. I'm just going to try this. Obviously, no one's going to hear both sides of the conversation from Facebook Live, but I just thought it would be kind of funny. We've got a lot of really good questions and some new listeners I see during the Blueprint Power Hour today.
Yep.
And also, we have we're still doing Fast Muscle Book special offer, right?
Yeah, fastmusclebook.com, guys, is the most and the best free information that you will get. In addition to that book, there are three free bonuses that are going to put muscle on you right quick. So check it out. You know, the asking price is sure right. Free.
Free is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And here comes some free information. Joe right. Keith says, hey, Carl and Rob and Carl, actually. I love the show. I have a supplement question that I don't think has ever been asked. You say to find supplements that have been around for 10 years or more. What have you heard or know about these two products from Synthetech Industries? And it's called Synthelecin and Synthetine. I've never heard of them. I guess his question goes on. They've been advertised for about 10 years, he sends the links. What do you think?
Well, to understand this Synthelecin, you need to know the history of another product called Kinoseline. Kino, mm-hmm. as it was known, was one of those weird quasi-legal gray market drugs that was actually used in horse racing that found its way into bodybuilding. Its ingredients were very similar to this product, containing the following: magnesium aspirate, potassium aspirate, hepatamol, menol, hydrochloride, adenosine triphosphate, uridine triphosphate, sodium selenate, and B12. Now, first thing you need to know, be aware that these are sold in sterile vials. So, you know, they're meant to be injected. They can't come out and say that, of course, but that's the reason. The hepatiminol, is the real active here. As it's a stimulant of sorts and a vasoconstrictor. As such, it's definitely going to have a certain feel to it that users will associate with it, right? Quote, unquote, working. Now, as you probably guessed, this product was designed for fat loss in mind, and that becomes all the more apparent when we get to its sister product, this Synthetine. That is a sterile solution of L-carnitine, which, of course, is involved in fat metabolism. The claims include the following. If used together, they'll activate a switch that will reduce carb oxidation and increase fat oxidation in muscle. It'll reduce fatigue, muscle glycolysis, and increased glycogen storage during periods that are almost always reserved for carb oxidation. That is followed by an extensive scientific write-up with all the I's dotted and the T's crossed. Here is what I think the truth of the matter is. These products will work, per se, insofar as facilitating fat loss. There's a big caveat coming, though, that you need to be aware of. They'll only work if you're already reasonably lean, say around 10% body fat, and you're looking to dip into the single digits. You also need to be aware of board feedback that's a little too good to be true, or more specifically, whose board that's happening on. My opinion is that these products are on a level somewhere between supplements and steroids, falling closer to the former versus the latter. And here's why. If they really were that close to bodybuilding's foundational drugs, you'd be hearing a lot more about the stuff. And since we're not, that's what I base my opinion on. I think from the outset, these products are designed to appeal to the trainee who considers himself edgy enough to use needles, but not go all in and use steroids. The truth is, right, guys using the hardcore stuff don't really bother with this Synthelisin or Synthetine, opting instead for the anabolics Anavar and Primo and the fat-burning drugs Clenbuterol, various thyroid meds and diuretics when they want to get cut. If your goal really is getting lean, there is no better research pairing than caffeine and ephedrine and perhaps cayenne or EGCG instead of the aspirin that was used early. The cost, the risk-to-reward ratio, and the results are greatly in favor of ephedrine and caffeine, with no sterility issues to be concerned with. I mean, let's be honest, you know, this probably isn't being put together in a FDA-compliant lab. So having said that, I can appreciate the thought that went into these products, but at the end of the day, and this is just me personally, I pass on it.
Yeah.
I pass.
You know, just because they've been around for 10 years isn't the acid test of whether or not they work. There's a lot of stuff out there that's been around for 10 years that has never proved any real efficacy other than amongst people who claim to use it. Ricky Price says, I'm sold on taking time off. After doing it twice and seeing big strength jumps when returning to the gym, let's say I've hit a plateau, though, wherein I can't get past a certain body weight. Do you have any insight on how to do that then?
Yeah, this is one of the more frequent questions that I get, and it's because it afflicts virtually everyone that makes it past the newbie stage. So let me set it up for you. Billy Bodybuilder, he gains 15 pounds of muscle in the first year of training. So he starts at 170, and he's sitting now at 185. He's 15 pounds away from the 200 club, but the scale isn't budging. He's sticking with the routine that got him there and reasons the battle is with a knife and fork, which it largely is. So he adds 500 or 600 calories a day to his diet, which, you know, should get him gaining again. The only problem is it doesn't, or I should say it does, but in the wrong places. The tape measure, if it all too often, it makes bigger circles around the waistline. So obviously something needs to change. What do most people do then? You know, the knee-jerk reaction is cut back slightly on the food, but now you're in the same situation as when you started. At this point, most people just keep heading to the gym, hoping the muscle will magically appear. Let's talk about another way. Because our man here has been eating big for a year and tried eating even bigger, the enzymes that store fat have come to dominate. Which is to say, in the first few weeks of an overfeeding phase, most of those calories will go to muscle. That equation changes, though, as time goes by. So when he increases daily calories another 500 to 600, a lot of it, if not all of it, is going to his waist. The solution is to do the total opposite of what the muscle mags and a lot of quote-unquote authorities will tell you. Yes, part of it is radically decreasing calories, but even better, take in very little protein, and also during this time, try to overtrain. Provided you do it right, you will arrive at a stage where anabolism is very high and anti-catabolic machinery is also sky high. It just doesn't have the food or the break necessary from training to play catch up and grow.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the solution is to initiate refeeds featuring high calories and high protein coupled with a switch in your training volume, intensity, and frequency. The only problem is this. During the time you're under eating and overtraining, your mind's going to start to play tricks on you. People think they're losing muscle and it's disappearing before their eyes. You know, it doesn't help that they're getting weaker in the gym. The reality is that if done correctly, there's little to no real muscle loss, just the muscle cell shrinking a bit due to decreased glycogen and water content. So let me be very clear on this point. It's 99% psychological and maybe 1% real that you're, you know, losing muscle. Muscle cells are like water balloons in the shorter term. You know, they fill right back up again once you begin overfeeding and modifying your training. So you create a window where anabolism and anti-catabolic machinery are both in high gear. If you know what you're doing, you can amplify and extend that window further. So our hypothetical 185-pounder, he may have dropped to 180 or so during phase one, but I would fully expect him to be between 190 and 200 pounds at the conclusion of phase two. The beauty of this is these cycles can be repeated with variations on the theme, right, throughout the year. And each time you do them, you'll get better at them. The other unsaid advantage of doing this is that the under-eating and overtraining phase acts almost like a detox period where your body is purging a lot of toxins that have accumulated in fat cells. In a sense, it mimics fasting, and you can use an intermittent fasting type diet during this phase, phase one. I do, and I recommend it to everyone willing to toy with it. If nothing else, it helps those of us who can't sleep on an empty stomach. Why? Because by saving the majority of your calories for early evening, you can sleep soundly, something I can't do when I'm experiencing hunger pains. I just can't fall asleep. So that's the method to the madness, and it works, so give it a shot.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we have a question from Todd Goddick when we come back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. You should go to CoachRobRegish.com now. You'll be stronger tomorrow. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bios Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bios Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bios Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Leo Costa, first time back since 2006. It's pretty exciting, actually. I'm really excited to have Leo back on the show. And he's talking more about anti-aging stuff. Back in the day, he really popularized the Bulgarian training style here in the United States. And I know that Rob knows who he is because Rob is a big follower of his as well, right?
Yeah, please. I was going to say, you know, please tell him I said hello and a big thank you for a lot of stuff that I learned in his, not just Big Beyond Belief, but even before that. Bulgarian burst training was the first one that he was out with.
He's the first person who ever talked about the Bulgarians used to take off from protein for 2 to 3 days at a time and then start eating it again, and they saw a bigger response in muscle gains from that. That was all the way back in 2006 on this show.
Yeah, there you go. I just explained that, right?
And yeah. Yeah. And also, he was the one who said you have to tease overtraining, which you just talked about as well. So a lot of the things that, that Leo brought to the forefront back then have proven to be effective. Todd Goddick, Todd Goddick says, I'd like to know what type of protein is best and maybe more about updated protein requirements for bodybuilders. I've heard all kinds of things, but I'm asking you, put your stick in the ground. You've been right about a lot of stuff, and I'm sure other people would appreciate it too.
Okay, so despite some very clear evidence, protein requirements for lifters is still a hotly debated topic. You know, there's actually a certain vegan doctor on YouTube that famously says that most anyone, including athletes, the most they need is around 54 grams of protein a day. Any more than that, and it's going to lead to all sorts of maladies. The medical community hasn't helped, as they, a large number of them, parrot a similar line, and they'll counsel you on kidney problems, right, if you start scarfing down a lot of protein at every meal. Here's what we know and what I believe. People who train have a greater protein, have greater protein requirements versus people who don't.
Right.
Now, you'd think that'd be self-evident, but it's still debated by doctors that I can only imagine are too lazy to have read the latest studies. Specifically, athletes, to add muscle tissue, need up to 2.2 grams per kilo, or I'm sorry, 2.2 grams per kilogram of body weight. So looking at a 90-kilogram or roughly 200-pound athlete, he needs up to 200 grams of protein or thereabouts to support a rate of protein synthesis that's going to allow him to put on muscle. Most doctors, hearing that, would consider it to be way too much. And they'll talk about kidney damage, etc. The truth is, unless you have a pre-existing kidney condition, protein, even at that level, has been found to be perfectly safe.
Right.
Where things go sideways with guys is in the other macronutrients that they may or may not be ingesting. A 35-gram protein shake by its lonesome is a complete waste. Why? Your body's just going to burn that for protein for energy. It keep doing it, and it gets real good at deconstructing strings of amino acids, which is most certainly not a good thing, because when your body doesn't get protein every 2 to 3 hours, it'll rob your muscles of those very same amino acids. The solution is to mix the protein with either a fat or a carb source. That could be coconut milk in the low-carb case, or EFX's carbolin, right, in the high-carb.
Right.
Okay. As for what type of protein is best, there's no longer any question in my mind. A whole milk protein, inclusive of whey and casein, as Mother Nature intended. The whey is the fast part of the equation, but just as those aminos are oxidized around the 90-minute mark, casein picks up and trickle feeds aminos to the muscles over the next 7 hours. And, I mean, that's infinitely more efficient than slamming whey shakes every 90 minutes or worrying about what to eat in the next couple hours. We also know that some refractory period of protein in the bloodstream, aminos in the bloodstream, is beneficial. I forget who it was. Lane Norton, maybe, found that a large bolus of protein every 3 to 4 hours was best for maximizing 24-hour protein synthesis. And that really is the game, maintaining a positive nitrogen balance over a 24-hour period. Provided anabolism outweighs catabolism during that time, and you'll grow new muscle. If it's a wash, you stay the same. A lot of people are in the wash phase. And God forbid if catabolism dominates. You know, it gets tougher with age, but it's not impossible if you follow the guidelines. So here's the bottom line. Get between 1.7 and 2.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. which is about the same range that previous studies on protein needs for bodybuilders has shown. So for a 200-pound male, that's between 155 and 198 grams of protein a day. Get it and grow with it. Good luck, man.
And check out the show we did on the importance of autophagy in building more muscle and strength.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to have those down periods where you're not eating and you're not switching mTOR back on. All right, Brian Adams, let's see. We have We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a question from Brian Adams. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code GIFT30. That's GIFT30 at AdamandEve.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today, be stronger tomorrow. I like that. I came up with that on the fly one day.
Yeah, it was great.
Brian Adams says, I listened to a prior episode where you were trying something new with your calves. How did that experiment turn out? What have you found to be most effective? Obviously, when a lot of people have trouble getting their calves to respond.
No question about it. No question. Very stubborn. The specific method I was using involved adding more volume on the leg press, toe presses on that. Obviously, you know, for the reason being, you can really jack up the amount of weight. So after some heavier sets, I performed 100 reps. I did four sets of 25. With around, I think it was 500-600 pounds. I also included some full-range standing calf presses, as I hadn't done those in a while. And the weight I could lift on that superseded my prior favorite, right, the seated calf raise. Unfortunately, after 3 months of training him that way, and as frequently as possible, the tape measure didn't budge, not a centimeter, for all that time and effort invested. I'm of the opinion that the calves need an extreme stimulus to grow. And although those total tonnage numbers I was putting up looked impressive, no amount of full-range reps works in my case. So I reverted to what I knew, and I doubled down on my resolve to really push up the weights, meaning I went back to performing static holds on the seated calf raise, followed by some sets using the DARD, or the Dynamic Axial Resistance device, which is a very simple piece of equipment that works the front of your calf. And if you think about it, that's way overlooked. Nobody's working the front of their calf, tibius anterior. And you don't see anyone using it in gyms today, which was a sign for me that it would probably be a good addition, and it was. So I loaded the seated calf raise up with 300 pounds, and I just press it to full extension off of the safety pin. I hold that for 5 seconds, and then perform the 10 to 20 reps with the DARD. Having completed that, I add 20 pounds to the seated calf raise, and it's a rinse, wash, and repeat drill until I reach a weight that I can't even budge off the pins. That used to be 320 pounds. I was able to get just 320 pounds. Since I've redoubled my efforts, I can now get 380 off the pins and hold it for 5 seconds. I perform that workout as frequently as possible, which in my case means roughly every other to every third day. Now, here's the key to these static holds, and this goes for just about any static work that you do. You need to rest a minimum of 10 minutes, in my opinion, between sets. Why so long? A muscle's chemical energy, mostly ATP, is fully restocked in about 3 minutes. But static holds tap more than just the chemical energy in your muscles. They greatly tax your central nervous system, which takes a lot longer to recover. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. You can prove it to yourself. Try it sometime and see. You know, you might press 320 for 5 seconds and then jump it to 340 and rest for 3 minutes, like most people do, or less. The weight's not going to budge. Now, keep that same weight, rest 15 minutes, and then hit it. You'll watch the magic unfold. You will press it effortlessly off the pins and hold it there for the requisite time. Since doing this, I have put a full quarter inch onto my calves, and that is inside of a month. So 3 months of full range work yielded zero growth. Less than a month of statics gave me a quarter inch. It doesn't take a Mensa student to see where you should be investing your time and effort.
I've been convinced that static holds are the only way to get your calves to grow for a very long time. And the basic reason is very simple. The calves are used to doing reps. You literally do thousands and thousands and thousands of reps every single day, running up and down stairs, walking to your car, walking to your office. You have to give the calves something they're not accustomed to. What they're not accustomed to is balling up into the contracted position and holding that for long periods of time. When you start to harness static holds, your calves will grow. I don't care who you are. Andrew Cade says, I've ordered and used your Blueprint 4.0 system. Best gains of my life, so I'm sold on your stuff. In a companion document, you talked about the Mass Pro stack, the BP Mass stack, updated and revised. The one that intrigues me the most is a product called Adaptogen N. Would this be good for me? I'm 19 years old and looking to add muscle mass.
Okay, first things first. I'm glad 4.0 did you right. It's the most advanced of the Blueprint protocols, and that's saying something. It's got rave reviews of those who tried it. I am convinced hyperplasia is what it's based on. I'm convinced it is real in humans. And 4.0's training and supplements are meant to maximize it. As for Adaptogen N, this is a fantastic product. In fact, it's Mass's number one seller and has been for many, many years, probably over a decade. People tend to pigeonhole it into the, you know, the test booster field, but it's so much more than that. So let's take a look. The backbone of the formula is a whopping 1,500 milligrams of real saponin-rich tribulus, Tribulus terrestris. Whatever your take is on trib, it's been a repeat seller since the late 80s for a reason. You know, there is evidence that it does boost anabolic hormones while contributing, and this is huge, to favorable changes in body composition. We all take products to do this and that with hormone levels. At the end of the day, though, it's got to put on, you know, more muscle or less fat. And one study that Adele reviewed found a 12% boost in test, a 20% boost in IGF-1, along with much greater fat loss. I had labs done on the whole formula, which showing a 55% increase in total test in under a month. I'm not the only one, but more on that in a little bit. Next up in the formula is Uricoma longifolia. I think it's the Longjax brand. It, too, has been shown to favorably alter body comp in some studies. Like trib, it's an aphrodisiac of sorts that improves sex drive and erections. There's some evidence that it can improve free testosterone levels, and I would surmise that's why Mass has it in there. The next ingredient is really what makes it a lot more than a test booster. Mass uses a custom 25-to-1 Suma extract in the product. Now, you can shop around, but I'm not aware of a single company using 25-to-1 material. The best you'll find is 5-to-1, so it's really rare. Suma is rich in phaphaic acids and ectosterone, and in particular, germanium, which increases blood oxygen levels. You'll know it, too, as roughly a week in into it. Your stamina goes through the roof. DHEA is also in there as a substrate for test production. And then finally, melatonin is present to provide a good night's sleep. Being a nighttime formula, that's what the N stands for, and Adaptogen N, it's really easy to use. It's three caps before bed for the first 3 weeks. Thereafter, you use it Monday through Friday with weekends off. It's a great way to cycle it. A bottle will last 6 weeks in that instance. Unbeknownst to John Drake, CEO of Mass, I ran blood work on Adaptogen twice. The first go-around with his old formula showed a 30% increase, which was about what Trib was gives in most of the studies. The newer formula netted a whopping 55% increase in 27 days. Now, it is important to point out that, yes, I started off lower on the scale. So adaptogen N moved me to high, let's say the high middle. At that level, you're not going to see drug-like muscle coming on, dramatic increases in protein synthesis. You know, that starts, in my opinion, at 800 nanograms per deciliter and above. But there are big benefits in the gym as well as in the bedroom. So do consider it once you hit, let's say, your 30s. At 19, though, I would much rather see you put your money towards something like Synthogen, which, you know, you've probably got plenty of testosterone kicking around at age 19. So it makes sense to address the other areas. So stack that with a lot of squats and deadlifts and grow as much muscle as you can. Once you hit your 30s is when you will really appreciate a product like Adaptogen. And certainly guys in their 40s, it's huge.
So we have a question here that came in really, really late, and we're going to try to answer it before we go to the blueprint tip of the day. How's that sound?
Yeah, sure.
Comes from Tony. He says, hey, Rob, I messaged you on Facebook, but in case you don't see that, I thought I would message you here as well. I'm still a keen listener on SHR. I have a question, and Carl can chime in as well. What natural products do you recommend when coming off a mild anabolic cycle, no more than 750 milligrams of Sustanon a week, that will give you the PCT effect but also the added health benefits?
Okay, so real quick, the first order of business is getting your hypothalamus pituitary testicular axis up. Preferably that's HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin, and/or Nobeldex, maybe tamoxifen. However, it doesn't sound to be an option in your case. So let's talk about some natural stuff. The goals here need to be retain the gains that you worked for, and get your brain back in a feel good place. I am from the school that the best defense is a good offense, meaning, you know, your eating and training in the days and weeks you come off is going to be even more strict than it was maybe when you were on cycle. A strategic switch in supplementation is also warranted, but I really want to drive home the point that now is not the time to stop eating big and downshifting your training. You need to keep playing offense. Key to that is eating. Right, it's the main issue, as many guys just slack off in their diets when they come off the gas. You have to remember, you grow, anabolics or not, you grow by converting food to muscle. And in order to maximize that, I design an entire product around it, Progenitrex. It gives you, yes, it gives you creatine, which you should save for post-cycle, by the way, if you're going to be running, you know, androgens and other stuff. It reliably adds strength. And the best part of creatine is it does it fast. Anacyclist perithrum is the other big hitter in it. It is dynamite for increasing your appetite for quality bodybuilding foods, especially carbs. And in that instance, it preferentially repartitions calories by shunning them to muscle versus fat. How are you going to know? The proof is none of it comes on in the waist. And my guys put on between 4 and 8 pounds in 4 and 6 weeks. It also includes Laxogenin, which outside the context of this discussion, but it's good stuff. Otherwise, you might try phosphatidylserine or TMG to lower cortisol to get the brain chemicals back into a good place. Anecdotal evidence on Progenitrex points to a distinct alpha male feel, which is incredibly important in addressing any depression issues when coming off, and they're there for some guys.
Okay, I'm going to be a little crude and harsh here, right? If you are able to do 750 milligrams of Sustanon a week, then why can't you do HCG and clomiphene? I don't understand why you're asking for natural products. There is no way to kick your testicular, hypothalamic, pituitary testicular axis back in gear using stuff that you're going to buy off of some main web strike. I mean, you just can't do it. You've got to get the HCG. You've got to get the clomiphene, maybe even a little anastrozole, 1 milligram every third day. Start out with about 150 milligrams of clomiphene citrate. Start out with about 250 IUs of HCG a day, and then taper that down to 125 or so. The minute you decided to do Sustanon, you have a responsibility to get your body back to where it belongs. This isn't like, I did Sustanon, now I want to take Tribulus. You can't do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My opinion is different. You have a responsibility. The minute you start using anabolic steroids, you have a responsibility to do a well-thought-out, real post-cycle therapy. Otherwise, forget about your health. Your testosterone levels are not going to come back to normal. You're never going to feel right, and you're really going to mess yourself up. That's my two CCs. We have to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to questketo.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish.
Vital Choice Sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
It was a moonlit night in Old Mexico.
It was a moonlit night in Old Mexico.
Time to freshen up the music. All right, so we have the Blueprint tip of the day in just a minute, and then later at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Leo Costa himself. What is the Blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
My thoughts on body weight training and weights. Now, notice how I carefully worded that headline. Body weight training and weights. Not versus, and. Big difference. You wouldn't expect to shoot your best round of golf with just irons or just woods. You know, having the full complement of clubs isn't just ideal. It's a fundamental requirement to do your best. So, having performed more and more body weight work the past 5 years, let me tell you what I've learned. First, you come to appreciate what real lean muscle is and isn't. When you gain 5 pounds in this game, most people aren't sure what that is, what, you know, how much of each. The reason is nobody gets a body fat percentage done test with regularity, including yours truly. A true body fat percentage with resulting very accurate percentages for pounds of muscle versus pounds of fat is cumbersome and it's expensive. So we do the best we can, which for me means tape measurements and strength levels. If that waist measurement went up even a little bit and your chins are more difficult, you put on too much fat. If, on the other hand, the waist measurement stays the same or even goes down and you're as strong or stronger, keep doing what you're doing. There's another scenario that you might run into that's real telling. The quote-unquote muscle that's gained with steroids. So let's take an example of a test, DECA and D-ball cycle. Or D-ball and DECA, or test and A-bombs, whatever. It's not unusual to put 12 to 24 pounds of body weight on with that stack in short order, and it will be seemingly all in the muscles. Tape measurements of your biceps, chest, arms, and legs are all going to get bigger, but your chins and your handstand push-ups, etc., will all suffer, and mightily. At the end of your little experiment, it's worse than a zero-sum game, because without intervention, your endocrine system is shot, and bringing it back up to speed isn't easy. You'll also notice a weird correlation between your upper and lower body with body weight moves, meaning this: all of your muscle and might can be retained and even improved, in my opinion, in your upper body. That same thing wasn't true in my legs. It just seems no matter how many one-legged body weight squats I did, it just isn't enough to retain the inches gained through weights in your legs. Now, that assumes, of course, you want those thunder thighs. Plenty of people are perfectly okay trading a few inches in for greater knee health and athleticism. And while I can appreciate the latter, my ectomorph-leaning tendencies demands weights in that case. So it's hip, belt, and leverage squats for me, along with reverse hypers and glute ham raises. Mesomorphs and endomorphs, your mileage may differ. With body weight training, the old drugged formula for mass, overfeeding and more powerful androgens like D-ball and A-bombs, it just doesn't work. In fact, it's worse than that. It can actually work against you. You know, keeping chin-ups, dips, and handstand push-ups in the mix is enough to keep you honest. Now, as for how much of each, I would suggest the following. And here, these guidelines are going to be very useful depending upon your age. Age 15 to 25, I train with 70% weights, 30% body weight movements. 25 to 35, 50-50, weights and body weight. 35 to 45, 60% body weight, 40% weight, and 45 to 65, 70% body weight, 30% weight. If you make it up to 65 plus, I think a good split is 80% body weight and maybe 20% weight. Now, those percentages needn't be exact. Just come reasonably close. Because in every case where I've seen someone 45 plus and they're concentrating solely on chasing big numbers and the weight, bad things happen. These men are forced, either through injuries or otherwise, to lift lighter and lighter weights. And that is not just a physical problem. It can become a psychological one. Because if your self-worth is in any way tied to those big weighted lifts in the gym, then those years, you know, later years, are going to be filled with depression. It's almost guaranteed. On the other hand, those practicing bodyweight movements can get better and better and stronger until about age 70. But, you know, do the math on this. That's 25 years of either resigning yourself to getting weaker and weaker or 25 years of gains. And for those of us who need to see progress in the gym, it's a no-brainer. Get started with this stuff today, and you will be glad, very glad, you took my advice.
Yeah, I want to be squatting and deadlifting when I'm 70. There's no doubt in my mind about it.
I want you to. I want you to be squatting and deadlifting too, but do you think at 70 you'll be doing as much as you are now?
Yeah, as much as I am now, because I'm not squatting and deadlifting anymore. I mean, the occasional pull with a trap bar, and really I haven't squatted at all in quite some time, since the end of last year. Only because, but once my spine is rehabbed, once this side-to-side scoliosis is straightened out, you know, people think scoliosis is something that's permanent. It's the muscles that pull the spine out of whack. And if we know anything in this audience about anything, it's about muscle. If you have a muscle that's overpowering on one side of your spine and weak on the other side of your spine, guess what happens? Your spine goes and gets pulled towards the stronger muscle. So yeah. What do you do when you have an imbalance? You train the other side.
Yeah.
I become very conscious about sitting the way I sit because I know that I have this side-to-side scoliosis in my thorax because I reach for this damn soundboard all the time. And then I have the mouse over. It's like my spine is a result of my occupation. I'm actually going to change everything around and put the computer screens on this side, the soundboard on this side. That's going to say, in a year, my scoliosis is going to be gone. I see what's happening here.
You know, do you perform a lot of unilateral movements?
Not enough, but I do use a lot of machines, like hammer strength machines, that each side is independent of the other.
Yeah.
So if I'm pressing, the weight stack on one side and the other side are all I have in those hands. So that one hand can lead, the other one can follow. You know what I mean? So while I don't do unilateral movements where I just do right hand only, left hand only, I am using machines that are designed to take advantage of unilateral loading.
Yeah, and that's, I am finding that is hugely important. Identifying and rectifying discrepancies.
Yeah. Well, that's it for today's Blueprint Power Hour, and I appreciate everything you do here, Rob.
Yeah, sure. Same here.
And to tell people where they can get fastmusclebook.com. What the deal is at fastmusclebook.com right now?
Fastmusclebook.com, you are going to get a monster book loaded with drug-free training, diet, and supplementation strategies. That you will be, if you were to do each one, you probably spend 2 years training and gaining with that. You're also going to get 3 free bonuses. I think you get a free sample of the Blueprint Bulletin. You'll be able to test drive that. We'll talk about the drink, which is, you know, two of these a day, and your muscle gain fat loss problems are over real fast. And other stuff too, just a bunch of freebies, information that you can train and gain with a long time and hopefully from that information, people read it, they like it, they might consider subscribing to the bulletin.
There you go.
Which is really the vehicle responsible for breakthroughs.
FastMuscleBook.com. Rob, we'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thank you. Tell Joe I said hi.
I will. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Leo Costa. And if you don't know who he is, you're going to learn right now. He's made some of the greatest contributions to athleticism and strength and conditioning as anybody out there today. We'll be right back.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping. When you enter offer code GIFT30, that's GIFT30. At AdamandEve.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now. Now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation.
All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
So we've got a Facebook Live going, and Dr. John Parker is listening live in Kuwait right now. And he says, it's 9 p.m. here, and I'm doing strict presses at the gym and listening to and watching Superhuman Radio. What a wonderful thing technology is. So 10 years ago, I had a guy on the show who is probably responsible for bringing the Bulgarian style of training to the United States, and his contribution to strength and conditioning cannot be underestimated. His name is Leo Costa. How you doing, Leo?
I'm doing really well, Carl. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, it's too long, man. It's too long.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so Leo wrote the book Big Beyond Belief that really, now in retrospect, I think should have been called Stronger Beyond Belief or Strong Beyond Belief, because while the book may have increased muscular hypertrophy, what it really contributed to strength gains was probably greater. Leo was the first person to tell me about 10 years ago protein fasting, that the Bulgarians were taking off from protein for a while and then reintroducing it to spark mTOR. Leo was the first guy who taught me about how to tease and flirt with overtraining and use that as a springboard to leverage your gains. Leo wrote about this stuff decades ago. If you haven't picked up a copy of the book Big Beyond Belief, it's not too late. It's still out there. And so before we talk about where you are in your journey today, Leo, let's go back to some of the discussions we had. All the things that you taught us in Big Beyond Belief are still true today in the world of strength and conditioning, is it not?
That is absolutely true.
And so for those people who've never heard the story, and I recall it very well, you were in Bulgaria, or Russia, was it?
It's Bulgaria. I was in Bulgaria and Russia, but the main stuff that I really got was from Bulgaria.
And you told me on, and this is how well my memory works. It's scary. But you told the story on my show about how you would train, a bunch of strength and conditioning coaches got the opportunity to go over there and work with the Russians and the Bulgarians. And what you saw in the gym was nothing special. But then when you went out with some of these coaches at night and the vodka kind of started lubricating things, they started sharing secrets with you, didn't they?
That's correct.
And so some of those secrets were about the fact that they were going, their top athletes were going into the gym 6, 7, 8, 9 times a day doing max lifts and then going back to their room and relaxing and eating, right?
Correct. Actually, what they would do is that, but even like when they were training in the gyms they were in, they would take, they do a 20-minute workout, and it was, again, you know, because of the fact they were Olympic lifters, they were doing 1 to 3 rep maxes all the time. So they would do like 20 minutes of these max reps, and then they would actually, they'd play ping pong in between. They'd massage each other for recovery, and then they'd go back and do it again. They did that 5, 6 times a day, every day.
And this is why they were eating our lunch in all of these competitions. And so Leo comes back and he says, I got to write this book. But the reality is you were faced with a dilemma because you knew that, number one, our athletes here were not sponsored by the state. They had to have jobs. They had families. You couldn't get any of them to go into the gym 8, 9 times a day. They had to get it done maybe twice a day. And if I remember correctly, when you start getting to the point where you're flirting with overtraining, you actually had people doing 2-a-days, right?
Even 3-a-days, because one of the things that the Bulgarians told me, which I abided by, was they said, if you keep your training sessions at around 30 to 45 minutes, because of the way your body responds with a hormone release, testosterone release, and all that, they said it's virtually impossible to overtrain. So the key there was to get as much quality in that amount of time as opposed to quantity, because the biggest mistake I know I made in the beginning in the gyms. I just trained too long, an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours
right.
each time in the gym. And then what was happening is I really couldn't recover. I needed that extra day or so to recover. But when you're training 20 to, or anywhere from 30, like with them, it was 20 minutes. But they said up to 45 minutes was fine. It gives your body a chance to recover. You can train, you know, your body can recover within 5 hours. So I was actually training baseball players. They came in the off season with me at least twice a day and even three times a day just because of what they had told me.
Okay, so at that point in time, Big Beyond Belief was groundbreaking. Athletes around the world were using this protocol. I used it for a period of time to make great gains in strength and conditioning. And most would think that that would be enough of a contribution, but you went on to open gyms up in California, right?
Yes, mm-hmm.
And I want to fast forward through that for a second, but you opened up one of the first gyms that actually guaranteed the people who joined results or their money back, did you not?
That's correct, and I still do that.
Really? What's the name of the gym?
It's called Guaranteed Fitness, and we still do that, Carl. I back my work up all the time.
I mean, you're an amazing individual, right? So, and most people would say that alone is a great contribution, but I'm guessing you and I are around the same age. I'll be 59 this year. How old are you?
I'm going to be 62 in about 60 days.
Okay. So you, April, May. All right. So you and I are around the same age, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I have a feeling that both of us, you're Italian, right?
Portuguese.
Oh, Portuguese. Yes, we talked about that. So I think both of us feel that because of the lifestyles we've lived, because of our work ethic and physical culture, we are somehow protected against the things that happen to quote unquote normal people. Would you agree with that statement that you felt that way most of your life?
Totally.
Okay. Me too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But then something happened to you. Something occurred. Start with the story about when it happened, how long ago, the first time, and you had a stroke. Talk about that.
I actually just had my 5-year anniversary from my third stroke, which was February the 13th. So this past February 13th, I had my third one. So prior to that, it would have been January the 27th, I had two back-to-back. So my first two were January 27th, and my third one was February 13th.
Okay. So this is, you got to be thinking to yourself, how does this happen to me? I'm Leo Costa. Not only have I contributed to physical culture, but I'm a devotee. I train hard. I eat right. I do all the things that I'm supposed to do. How do I have a stroke?
Exactly. And the thing about that was, Carl, is when it happened to me, I was at one of my gyms. I had two gyms going at the time. And I was training somebody, and I felt this kind of a shock. You know, every once in a while, you know just when something this doesn't feel right. You just know it in your gut. But so this hit me when I was training a client. I had my foot up on the bench and I was working with him. And, you know, I just thought, well, what the hell is that? And I put my foot down to find the floor, and I couldn't find the floor with my foot. And I started losing arm function. I mean, it was like a domino effect.
Wow.
And, you know, even to that point, Carl, I would have never thought that I was having a stroke. I thought I had some kind of a virus that just nailed me all of a sudden. I just thought, I'm going to write this thing out, you know, sit down, which I did. But then I got to the point where I just thought, you know, I got to go home. And I just, at that point, I still didn't know. I drove home 10 miles. I was having a stroke as I was coming home, losing function. And by the time I got home, I walked in the back door, crashed and fell on the floor. And that was the end of that, man. It was just, and I still didn't believe it until I went to the hospital and they said, yeah, not only do you have one, you had two of them.
Okay, but there was yet another one lurking in the background, right? There was
correct.
A third stroke.
That's right. Actually, so, 3 weeks to the day.
So then you have a third stroke 3 weeks later to the day of the last stroke or the first one?
The first one.
Okay.
Well, the first two happened on the same day. They were hours apart. And then, so in essence, they happened on the same day, but hours apart. And then the third one happened 3 weeks after that day.
Now, I have to ask the obvious question. When you have a stroke, don't they put you on blood thinners right away?
Well, yes, they, after I had that, and, you know, first let me kind of back up and tell you about what happened with the first two.
Okay.
When I did realize that, that I was in the hospital, the doctor said, look, you've had these strokes. I'm paralyzed at this point. Now, I could talk, slurring, my vision was impaired, I couldn't walk very well. I would have paralysis all up and down the right side of my body with my right arm completely dead. And I'm laying in this bed, and the doctors are telling me, you're lucky that you got here within 4 hours because you are eligible now for a treatment called TPA.
Yeah,
it's a
long
word for
the
clot-busting medication. Okay.
Right.
And he said at the time, but we need to tell you that, you know, obviously if this works for you, in 2.5 days you're going to walk out of the hospital like it never happened. And but the, one of the downsides is that you could die from it just because you might bleed out. And, you know, so I'm thinking, wow. At that time, Carl, it was a no-brainer for me. I just thought, I can't live like this. And I said, you got to give me the medication, which is what I did.
Okay.
And then it goes
But don't they also give you Coumadin, warfarin, something to maintain the blood-thinning effects that the clot buster starts out with?
If they did, I'm not aware of that.
Okay.
They didn't actually, you know, the only thing I got in terms of any kind of a thinner was right before I left the hospital, the doctor wanted me to take aspirin.
Aspirin. Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, my blood pressure was up when I went in. But at that time, Carl, you have to understand, I was getting ready for a show. I was 2 months away from a national show. I decided after a 13-year layoff to come back and see what kind of shape I could get myself
in. I remember seeing the pictures of you. You looked amazing.
I was 1 year away from, I think, being at my all-time best. You know, I really was. And
You were as muscular as you've ever been. And actually, I think, and I hope you take this in the spirit that it's meant, as a result of maturity, your muscles had become denser looking.
Yeah, and I was leaner. You know, I mean, I thought, honestly, I was 1 more year away from being what I've considered, you know, full. And because I had a kind of like after 13 years, you know, but I tell you what I learned about that was some really important stuff in terms of this training coming back 13 years later at the age of 53, is that their muscle really does have memory.
Yep.
And it forever is imprinted on your DNA. You know, the Bulgarians told me that way, 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 a lot of years ago. And I'll tell you what, all the stuff that they taught me and told me was absolutely 100%. So, yeah, so I'm 2 months away from one of my biggest shows as a national show, and I go down with this stuff. But anyway, so they gave me the TPA, and unbelievably, 2.5 days later, I walked out of the hospital like nothing ever happened. But that was good and bad, and I'll tell you why. The doctor told me, he grilled me. They first of all, when I'm laying there, the doctor came in and said, look, based on all the tests that we did on you, heart, we did carotid arteries, all this stuff, they said, you shouldn't be here, and yet you are. I thought that was interesting, and they said, you shouldn't be here, number one, because having 3 strokes in 3 weeks, you know, I say a lot of people might not have made it.
Right.
You should have probably died. But secondly, they said, there's nothing wrong with you based on all the tests that we did. Well, for me, that was almost worse than telling me.
Yeah, because at least you could have put your finger on something and said, okay, I know what I need to fix now.
Exactly.
We have to take a break. Stay with this now.
Okay.
Because I'm going to ask you some hard questions that I'm sure you've heard before.
Sure.
And if not heard them directly, you know that people are saying them behind your back.
Absolutely.
And I want to get into that. So first of all, before we go into this break, I want to remind everybody that there is a book available called How 3 Strokes in 3 Weeks Saved My Life by Leo. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, to really get deep into the entire story. It's a really great book. It's a very, very fast read, and you can learn a lot from it, especially if you're older lifters like we are. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. 10 years ago, he came on this show and he taught us about strength and conditioning. And today he's talking about surviving one of the greatest challenges of aging, and that is the occasion of a stroke. Leo Costa's new book is How Three Strokes in 3 Weeks Saved My Life. So, Leo, you know right away people are looking at you going anabolic steroids. In fact, I have a friend who just had a stroke, and the doctors overlooked the fact that he has uncorrected sleep apnea and a variety of other things that will raise thrombotic index and something called D-dimer, which is an enzyme that shows up when blood gets really thick, and went right to the fact that he's been on HRT. And he's just on HRT, and they made him get off. And now he feels worse than ever in his life. So the doctors had to say to you, are you using steroids?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you answered to them, well, you
yes,
are
I
you,
am.
HRT, right? You're using testosterone.
Yes, I was. Now, listen, I was very, very upfront about this. You know, when I first started competing in the early days, I tried to do this as much as I could naturally. And as I was going up the ranks, and I've been always very straight about this as I did this, as I got going up the ranks and when I got up to the national level, I realized that the hard truth was, if I wanted to continue to compete, I had to make a choice. Either compete at different, at lower level and compete naturally, which the natural shows sometimes weren't really natural, or I'm competitive, or I had to go and compete with the big boys at the national and even world level, and this is how I had to play the game. It wasn't something that I really wanted to do, but I made that choice. You know, some people tell me, well, you sold out. And I said, well, that's fine. I made the choice because I wanted to compete at a higher level and see where I could take this. I made that choice. So when the doctors asked me, were you doing steroids? I said, yes, I was. I'm not going to tell you that I wasn't. I was.
And did they blame that? Did they blame the stroke on that immediately?
Well, they tried to, but here's the thing. Here's the thing I want to point out to you. I'm not condoning the use. I never have. But if the steroids were the main reason that I had these strokes, then it would have showed up in all the tests that they did with me. With liver, I didn't have any liver damage. I didn't have any blockages anywhere, Carl. So they weren't the main reason why. But let me tell you what happened, and because I really understand the stroke thing now, because I had to, especially because of the remark that the doctors made when I was there, and they said, well, you shouldn't be here. I went on a fact-finding mission because I needed to find out what this enemy was and how I could defeat it, being paralyzed like this.
Right.
And there's risk factors that are responsible for this. The main reason is high blood pressure, which my blood pressure always got a bit elevated. I knew that because I always bulked up to 300 pounds before I would cut for a show. So I knew that I was playing with a little bit of fire. We, as a bodybuilder, we know that we're playing with a little bit of fire, but we're risking some trade-off here. And so you have high blood pressure is the number one reason, but then there's stress is right there with it. And with a sport of bodybuilding and my general lifestyle for the most part of my life has been extreme behavior, because when I get into something, it's usually something that I have great passion for. So I throw myself into this stuff. And bodybuilding was the same way. And, of course, the sport demands you to be extreme to an extent, to take your body to those levels. So it wasn't. The point that I'm trying to make is that it wasn't the steroids in themselves, you know. Now, did they play a part? Maybe. But there's too many things that after doctors would have said, man, you've got liver damage, you've got blockages here and there, and your arteries are hard. Okay. None of that was the case.
Right.
So, and then here's what the doctor told me. Because on one side, because the doctors, in my view, the doctors don't have enough information about this stuff to really talk about it in an objective way.
Right.
He's telling me to stay off the stuff just as good measure, and I understand that. And I told him I would. I was going to stop the bodybuilding, which was a hard thing for me to do, and I did. But, you know, so, but anyway, so if that was the case, if steroids were really the case, then I would have had all these problems, and I didn't, you know. So it wasn't that, but it was a combination of, at that point when I had it, I was about 270 pounds. I was, you know how, when you're training for a show, you get all wound up anyway.
Right.
I wasn't sleeping but 3 or 4 hours a day. I was running two businesses, at two gyms, I should say. I was just stressed up, and I had just pushed my body too far.
Right.
And my body tried to tell me beforehand, but you know, when you're...
What were the signs? What did you ignore?
Well, I ignored adrenal burnout. A few months before, my body was already starting to let me know, hey, there's something wrong. I was like, after training, I was like passing out, you know, and at one point I had to have one of my clients found me in the back of my truck. And I was out. And what happened was they called the ambulance, and they found that my blood sugar was like really low. They had to give me a bag of sugar to bring me back.
Wow.
So my body already was trying to tell me, you know, something was going on. But I'm 2 months away. I'm thinking, no, I'm going to compete no matter what, you know. So having that mindset as high, you know, athletes who have to deal with extreme sports, it almost took me out, you know. So I was getting warnings, but after that, I went on and I just kept training And then next thing you know, this is when all this happened to me.
So let me ask you a question. Do you snore?
I used to a lot when I was heavier because I had some sleep apnea.
Were you snoring then?
Yes, definitely.
See, so this is in my humble opinion, this is one of the most overlooked things, especially within the bodybuilding community, that leads to the increase in both thrombotic index and D-dimer of the blood. It increases blood viscosity dramatically. Just one night of having your oxygen levels dropping, and I don't even mean frank obstructive sleep apnea. I don't mean that you're holding your breath for 40 and 50 seconds at a time. Snoring in and of itself is not natural. The body perceives it as a stress. So number one, your adrenals are working all night long because your body is worried that, hey, this could go longer and we could get choked out here, number one. But number two, we know what happens when athletes go to extreme altitudes to train. Their red blood cell count goes up. Why is that? Because the lack of oxygen makes the body supercompensate by producing more red blood cells because they carry oxygen. So the more red blood cells, the body goes, okay, we have enough red blood cells now that even if we do get choked out a little bit, we're going to be okay. Well, that increase in red blood cell production, erythropoiesis, increases the viscosity of blood, increases the clotting of blood. And let me take it one step further. There is a phenomenon called the Rouleau effect, where red blood cells stack up like the chips at a casino. And this is what affects D-dimer. This is what affects blood viscosity. So anybody out there who's snoring, if you are snoring, I don't mean like a little puff here and there. I mean, if your significant other says, my God, you were really snoring last night, take that as a warning to find out why you're snoring. What's going on with your esophagus? What's going on with your soft tissue in your palate? Do you have a vagus nerve problem developing, or are you just too fat? Because this is a sure way to have a stroke, in my personal opinion. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're right now that you're mentioning that, because every time when I was heavier in body weight, because now I'm down to 207, and I don't do that now.
See?
You know, nothing like, I mean, it might be, you know, here and there and smaller, but when I was up there, 250 or 300 pounds, yeah, it was awful. I snored like a big bear, you know?
Yes.
So that makes sense to me, actually.
And but real quick, Elisa just asked a question on Facebook Live. What about children who snore? Yes. If you are a parent and you have a child who snores, we did a show 3 years ago about the linkage between snoring in children and ADHD, because their brain panics when oxygen is being cut off. If you have a child who snores, like a truck driver, don't make, oh my God, she snores so loud like a little bear. No, that's a problem. You need to address that. Now, with children, sometimes it has to do with the narrowing of the jaw. That can be addressed with a mouthpiece. But children should not be snoring. Snoring is not part of the human condition. It's a relatively new phenomenon. When I say new, within the past several hundred years. And it has a lot to do with diet. Anyway, okay. So you have the third stroke. What happens now, and how do you move forward? You've got to be afraid. I would be afraid like to do anything after a third one.
Well, and here's the deal. You're absolutely right. So what happened was, when I had the third one, I was at the gym again, because what the doctors told me when I left 3 weeks prior, they said, listen, you don't realize the kind of trauma and that your body has gone through. And Carl, I got to tell you something. And the doctor said, absolutely no bodybuilding. And I said, okay, I can live with that. I got that. But he said to me, I want you to stay home for 4 to 6 weeks before you return to your work. I'm thinking, this guy must be talking to somebody else.
Yeah.
Not me. You know, I'm not the average person. And I said, okay. I kind of said okay to him. Okay. So, you know, I went back after the first two strokes. I went back the next week, and I said, look, I'm going to cut way, way back. And I did. I went to the gym, Carl, and compared to what I was doing, I was not bodybuilding. I trained maybe 10 or 15 minutes, very light. I did a little bit of cardio, and I just said, I'm going to see how I feel. And, you know, I was feeling fine, and I thought, okay, I'm going to be all right. And And lo and behold, on that third week, I was training one of my clients. This time I knew I was having one. I could feel it. I told the client, I'm going to go. I'm having a stroke. I drove to the hospital, pulled in. I was just there 3 weeks before, and I knocked on the window. I said, I'm having a third stroke as we speak. Now, so that was a whole different ballgame. Mm. So the doctor said, well, because of the fact that you were just here 3 weeks ago, you don't qualify to have a TPA now. He said, you're going to have to see what the effects are, and you're going to have to rehab this thing from scratch. So this is when my world, this is a crossroad, because I'm sitting there now, you know, paralyzed, and I have no idea if I'm going to get back now. It was on the exact same side. I was paralyzed in the exact same way. And I'll tell you what, when you're laying there in bed and you have time to think, I was in, you know, it was do or die for me. I was at a point now where it was like, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to let this adversity destroy me, or am I going to let this define me? And I'll tell you something.
I don't want you to give the answer yet.
Okay.
Because I really do want to, I have to take a break. We're going long here.
No problem.
When we come back, I want to talk about the mindset moving forward.
Sure.
And then what does this mean to the average person out there who is thinking about reading this book, who wasn't a bodybuilder? What does this mean to them? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Leo Costa.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Alaskans agree that Sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest
protein bar now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You want to reduce thrombotic index of your blood? You want to thin your blood? Omega-3 fatty acids. The best way to get omega-3 fatty acids is eat a nice big piece of salmon 3 times a week. Stop taking rancid fish oil that burps up for hours. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Vital Choice banner ad. Save 15% off your first order. Vital Choice catches, flash freezes, and ships the best Alaskan wild sockeye salmon right to your door at better prices than you can buy it at Whole Foods or any store in your area. So check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com. We're talking about Three Strokes in 3 Weeks Saved My Life, a book by Leo Costa. Really a tell-all book, something that exposes the human side of a guy that has been looked upon for his contributions to strength and conditioning for decades now. So you're sitting there thinking about, how do I move forward? And this is probably something that anyone who's had a stroke can relate to, because this is monumental. If you're paralyzed, you can't speak well. It really puts you at the mercy of life for the first time. How did you move forward?
Well, I'll tell you exactly how this happened. If it wasn't for, first of all, being an athlete, but especially, I was so fortunate to get into the sport of bodybuilding, and I've told people this so many times, bodybuilding, in this case, Carl, saved my life. And I'll tell you why. Because as a bodybuilder, we're very curious about training, about eating, about nutrition. We dig into everything to find out, to create the competitive edge. So what I did is, laying there, is I took the same approach as I did when I was bodybuilding. I thought, okay, I have to go out here, first of all, especially because the doctors told me that this shouldn't have happened to me, I need to go out here and find out what the heck is going on, why this happened, how it happens, and I needed to find, I considered stroke as my enemy. And I needed to find out everything about my enemy so I knew how to attack it and beat it. And that's exactly what I did. I went out, and I what was really hard for me to look at, especially in the beginning, because I'm impaired at this point, is the statistics out there. You know, this is when I started realizing that I learned about the risk factors, okay? So I knew I had some control then right there, because I could eliminate, or reduce, I should say, the risk factors. You can't do anything about age and your hereditary. But I had, you know, I could change my body weight. I could reduce my stress. So I went after the risk factors and started controlling what I perceived that I could control. And I learned that unfortunately, 90% of the people who have these strokes live with a lifelong impairment for the rest of their lives.
Right.
That was kind of scary. 10% only make a 100% recovery. So I knew pretty much what was out there in the facts. So then what I did is said, okay, now I need to go ahead and develop a game plan. I just went back, I reverted back to my bodybuilding, Carl. I brought, and what the Bulgarians told me, when they told me that the body becomes its function. You know, repetition is the mother of skill. My wife would help me get up in the morning out of bed because it was so weird. It's so weird to be an adult and be in control of your body as a bodybuilder, knowing how to move every single limb. And I am laying, and this is after I got from the hospital, you know, like a couple of days after, or 4 days after being in the hospital. I'm laying in bed. I woke up one morning, and here was the weirdest thing. I had no clue where my limbs were on my right side. I had to look over to see where my arm and leg were. That was such an odd feeling, especially after being in the sport that I was in, you know? So anyway, my wife would drag me. I said, let's go into the main room there at our house. And I said, I'm going to incorporate what the Bulgarians told me. So we'd sit down, and I said, look, just start moving my arm like in a curl. I was sitting down, and I would tell her, just move my arm like we're curling. I couldn't move my arm at all. And I said, just do that for about 10 reps. And the Bulgarians told me it takes about 21 days before the mind and muscles start making the connection after you're doing some sort of a routine.
Right.
You know? So I did that, and unbelievably, and this is when I knew that I had a shot. Around the 3 week mark, I mean, my wife and I would come in every day, and that was one of the things I did, but my arm was the most impaired. I do it every day. And Carl, I woke up around one day and I thought to myself, it's like when you know something. I thought, I came and sat down with her and I said, you don't have to do this today. And I did a curl I moved my arm for the first time. The mind had connected to the muscle. At that point, I knew that I had a real shot at getting back because the physiology was responding like it's supposed to. It made the connection. So I just took it from there, man. I started rehabbing, and one of the reasons why I've done so well in my recovery is because I started rehabbing the minute I got home. It was all body through space at this point. I did no weight training except for my own body, you know, using my own body as resistance. And I came up with this idea that rehab was everywhere. I do even to this day, I will never stop doing rehab because rehab is everywhere. When you open a cupboard drawer or when you unscrew the cap on toothpaste. And I did rehab all the time in little spurts because when you have a stroke like that, your recovery system, it's a whole different system now. You can go into physiological shutdown in a hurry.
Right.
But what I did is I did it like the Bulgarians told me. I did it in short bursts, and I taught my body how to adapt to new levels of stress. So I just used my bodybuilding and my Bulgarian background to get me back. And then I looked into non-traditional therapies instead of mainstream because I'm thinking, okay, what's wrong with this picture? Why is there such a poor recovery rate? And here I am starting to make progress. And I'm kind of fast-forwarding this, but I just used my background. 4 months later, I go to the picture just kept getting clearer to me. Now I'm making pretty darn good results in 4.5 months. I wasn't, you know, back by no means, but I was probably at that point maybe about 60% of the way. But I kept making progress, so I knew it was just a matter of time.
Right.
This is when
the bodybuilder in you kicks in because you understand that as long as there's progression, it's just a matter of time.
Correct. Absolutely. And when my eyes really got open is when I go to my doctor. And the doctor says, he goes, you had 3 strokes in 3 weeks, and you're this recovered? And he said, how did you do it? I'm thinking, why is he asking me that?
Yeah. Why isn't he telling you how to do that?
Yeah. And then I told him how I did it, and he was like a deer in headlights. He still didn't. I mean, I told him, listen, I did this IV therapy. I did eye light therapy. I did music therapy. I did oxygen therapy, you know. And then I realized that, you know, I'm not bagging on the mainstream medicine, but there's just so many other things that they're not really taking a look at, or either that or they're just discounting that this stuff doesn't work.
Right.
You know, and so that's how I got myself back. And I'll tell you something right now, Carl, from doing all this, and I'm back in the gym. I've been back in the gym training. You asked me a question earlier before about being you know, scared to death about getting back to the gym. Listen, the way that I dealt with that was I felt that if I knew as much as I could, that put me in some kind of control, that I knew that, listen, I know that this could happen to me again, but I also know that it can happen to anybody. The doctors told me that 40% of the people who have these strokes are people who exercise. They appear to be healthy.
Right.
So nobody gets necessarily a pass on this. So, I'm trying to put things into something that's more objective for me.
Right.
And then I deal with the fear. You know, again, I was going to either let the fear destroy me or it's going to make me better. I got back into the gym and I, you know, I overcame my fears. I knew that I had to get back doing the things I did. I once did before this happened. So I kept challenging myself to do things, even like driving 200 miles from my house to San Francisco and overcoming the fear of all that. If I didn't deal with that fear and try to overcome it, Carl, I knew I'd be paralyzed more than I was from the stroke.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question. First of all, this book is great for anybody who knows someone who's had a stroke, because what Leo does is he lays out the things that can help you get back from a stroke, number one. But number two, when you were bodybuilding, it's very common for bodybuilders to eat right before bed because they're so worried about becoming catabolic. Were you engaging in that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we ate kind of around the clock if we had to.
Okay.
Depending on what we needed.
So let me share a fact with you. And this may be something that you weren't aware of before. And if it's true that I've actually contributed to your forward moving and health, nothing would make me happier because you've contributed so much to all of us. Okay?
Okay.
There is a phenomenon called non-dippers. Non-dippers are people who, during sleep, their heart rate does not drop and their blood pressure does not drop. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
These people have a five-fold increased risk, 500 times more likely to have a heart attack and die during their sleep or have a stroke sometime the next day. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that causes the non-dipping phenomenon is eating within 2 hours of going to bed. I have proven this myself with my Fitbit. I'm going to be 59 this year, so I'm like you. I want to stay strong. I want to stay healthy. I want to do like the fathers of physical culture that we learned from, Bernard McFadden, all those guys. I want to live like them. I want to be 80 and still lifting. So my health is really important to me. When I read this study about non-dippers, I started to track my heart rate. So when I eat at 6 o'clock, my last meal, I go to bed at 9, 3 hours. And I do that because Dr. Dale Bredesen from UCLA is reversing Alzheimer's disease in patients. And one of the things he does is make sure that they had their last meal 3 hours before bed because it increases autophagy in the brain and helps rid the body of metabolic waste. But people who eat within 2 hours of going to bed, their heart rate does not drop at night like it's supposed to. And their blood pressure actually goes up in the middle of the night. And I checked it myself. When I eat at 6 p.m. and go to bed, my heart rate gets down to 42 in the middle of the night at my deepest levels of sleep. If I eat within 2 hours of going to sleep, my heart rate actually goes up at night. It goes up into the 60s, 67, 68, 69. So I'm sharing this with you because one of the things that you need to adapt to if you're not already doing it, and I have a feeling you probably are doing it because you're not bodybuilding anymore, but you have to have your last meal no later than 2 hours before bed, and ideally 3 hours before bed, so that you can allow your body to, in a fasted state, to do the things that your body is supposed to do at night. Our bodies are not supposed to be digesting food in the middle of the night. We're not supposed to be waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning and throwing down a protein shake. That a young guy whose body is fairly robust may be able to get by with that, but when you start getting to our age and you really have to do everything right to stick around, it's not. It's a prescription for disaster. Eating late before bed.
Yeah, that makes sense. And yeah, you're right. Because of the sport, now I eat much differently. And it's now that you're mentioning that, it's usually at least 2 hours, you know, before I go to bed after I've eaten. So I do that now automatically just because I don't need to do what I did when I was training.
Yeah, And older bodybuilders, we just did a show last month on how important baseline autophagy is for muscle gains. Having mTOR turned on all the time actually works against you.
Yeah.
Going through that fasted period actually primes the body. And we learned that from you 10 years ago when you said, hey, the Bulgarians, they actually take a couple days off from protein and then they bounce back into it and they make greater gain. That baseline autophagy, that fasting, that shutting off mTOR from time to time actually allows you to boomerang or slingshot faster into the direction you're trying to go.
Right. The Bulgarians are amazing. They were so ahead of their time, and they were willing to tell me that, but it was absolutely true, you know. But it's been pretty interesting. So fast forward, I'm happy to tell you at this point that I'm in terms of motor skills, I have recovered 100%. I call it game time. I still have some fine motor skills that I can't do like at game time speed like the other side of my body can.
Right.
But it's coming. It's just waiting to happen. You know, all the motor functions are there. So it's just, again, it's just a matter of time. And the fact that I'm getting these results 5 years here's another thing that has really surprised the doctors, because one of the things that I wanted to find out about, Carl, when I went on, was to find out why now are people not recovering. I've been talking to stroke groups all over the country to find out why that is. And it reminds me very much of like the old days when I went to Bulgaria. The information that's out there for stroke victims is very fractured. They don't know what they should be doing when something like this happens to them. And the information out there is not good. It's fractured. Like, for example, I can't tell you how many times stroke people have told me that their caregivers or the medical, the doctors, they were telling them that, you know, after about 8 or 10 months, that's as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, that's nonsense. That's like telling a bodybuilder, oh, once your body gets this size, it'll never get any bigger.
Right.
The body's resilient and adaptive. It will adapt to whatever it is that you give it. Like with you working on your fine motor skills, that'll come back. I crushed my sciatic nerve on my right side doing a very stupid move and doing a seated shrug one day with a lot of weight. And I had drop foot the next day. I couldn't lift. Yeah, but you want to know what? I started walking 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
The exact antithesis of what most people. And you know what? My foot is fine today. I have no problem. But you can reverse the damage. The body wants to heal itself, but you have to remove the insult and you have to work hard on progressing in the direction that you want to reestablish. The body will come back. There's no doubt.
Exactly.
About it.
And you know what? You're funny that you said that. What I would do is I would go to my gym, because my gym is closed on the weekends. And I would go to my gym, because as a bodybuilder, we always train in mirrors because we wanted to make sure our form is correct.
Right.
So what I did is I used my mirrors, and I went to that gym when the gym was closed, and all I did was practice my walking, and I had to look into the mirror because I had forgotten what my gait really looked like.
Right.
Because you get used to a new normal, even if it's the wrong mechanics, right?
Yes.
So I'd go
because
to my gym.
Because you lose proprioception, so your body doesn't know. Like you said, you couldn't feel these things anymore.
That's right. So I used my mirrors, and I had drop foot, and you're right about that. I have no drop foot now. My gait's back. I mean, it's amazing. I just learned so much about the body that I don't even know where it ends, to be quite honest with you. I'm amazed by it.
So Leo's book is called 3 Strokes in 3 Weeks Saved My Life, and this is a must-have book for any older lifters, not only for us to understand by looking at his journey and look at the things that we're doing that maybe predisposing us to greater risk for a stroke. But also, if you know someone who's had a stroke, this book offers hope. Because let's face it, if you or I had a stroke tomorrow, we could live with it as long as we knew we could get back to some point of normalcy. And a lot of stroke victims never get back to normalcy. And it's not because they can't. It's not because they can't. It's because they're not being told how to. This book tells you how to. The book is called 3 Strokes in 3 Weeks Saved My Life. Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. Let's not wait so long next time, Leo. Neither one of us are getting younger here, you know?
Hey, I agree. I'd love to do more of this stuff because, you know, Carl, this has turned into be You know, my life now is about, it's cradle of grave. You know, here's the thing that's scary, that's pretty scary, is that strokes are actually on the decline in people of my age, but they're on the rise in the age groups between 25 and 45, especially women, because they're now more in the workforce. And it doesn't get any better than that, and I'll tell you why. Because if you take a look at our youth, 40% of our youth are obese, 80% of those youth become obese adults. That leads right into stroke and heart disease, because it goes right into high blood pressure and, you know, obesity, all that kind of stuff. If we don't get to the root of this, you know, this is not going to change anytime soon. This is my calling. I'd love to come on your show and keep talking about this kind of stuff, because it's something that's really needed, Carl, in a real bad way.
The book is Three Strokes in 3 Weeks Saved My Life. Get it. Leo, thanks for being here today, brother.
Right on, man. Thanks for having me.
Take care. All right. Now, I'm going to answer some questions that are going on Facebook Live right now. First of all, let's see who it is. Gordon Kelly says, I fast every day for 20 hours, and then he has his last meal, which is a big meal, before bed. Move your fast up. Break your fast 2 to 3 hours before you go to sleep. It doesn't matter that you fasted all day. The problem is, when you go to sleep at night, the body is working, digesting food, pushing it through the intestines, extracting nutrition. The body wants to sleep. It's like, how well would you sleep if there was a party going on in your house and you're upstairs in bed trying to sleep? No, you want the house to be quiet. The body wants to be quiet. The body has to focus on the reparative nature of sleep. It can't do that if you're digesting food. And that goes the same thing for Jim Vandertal. Jim, I know you fly, and I know you love the ketogenic diet. And those, you know, the ketogenic diet is good, but you still have to plan your meals. You must have your last meal 3 hours, minimum 2 hours before you go to sleep at night, or you are putting yourself at great risk of increased risk of heart attack and stroke. It's just that simple. And this has been fun, man. I love doing this Facebook Live thing. So I'm going to try to incorporate this into daily shows. I have to get some good cameras and put them up, so you're not looking up my nostrils the entire interview. But anyway, let's not forget Coach Rob Regish, fastmusclebook.com, if you want to learn how to build muscle fast. And, of course, his primary website, which is coachrobregish.com. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.